you get? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. How we doing? I'm back. I'm feeling pretty good, actually, right now. Not too tired. I had a little coffee, so that helped. But, yeah, we're here. We're, awake. I don't know, I already said that. That was, West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. Not a really good, display of what's to come in this episode. But I don't know, I heard it this week and I was like, wow, I quite like that. So, I wanted to play it and it's just a good vibe. A few important things to discuss. Firstly, Lilith, my supposed to be co-host, but really, she was only here for one show. She has permanently left, Fantasia, which was what we called it, but we really don't call it that often. But maybe I should change the name now. So if you guys have any ideas, maybe I'll just call it Elliot. What's up, guys? It's Elliot, and you're listening to Elliot. I don't know, that sounds kind of nice. But yeah, she's gone. I also think I'm going to stop saying the songs are chill because I think, or say that it's a chill vibe because I think from now on it's usually always going to be like that because that's kind of just the music I want to play when it's 4 a.m. and I want to be sleeping. So expect some chill music always from me, and that goes for this show as well. But I've been talking enough, so next up we have Wild Horses by the Sundays, and then Message by Alex G. So yeah, here we go. Stage lights.
message to deliver to a house on Brittany Lane. But I'm just stuck here by your window.
Once again, that was Wild Horses by the Sundays and Message by Alex G. Now that I've limited myself to not say that it's a chill vibe, I don't really have much to say about it. Just kidding. I really like both of those songs. The Sundays are just good energy. They're kind of like similar, for lack of a better word, vibe. Kind of to like the Cranberries, just in like, I think, era, and like, I don't know, they really have a different sound, but it's kind of like same sound, different font, kind of, I don't know, but I like it nonetheless. And Alex G, honestly, I've never like deep dive into him, but some of his songs are very, very good, very sad, but very good. And that was no exception. Up next, we have Can of Worms by Gold Celeste. It's a long one, so I'm just going to let it play and then say a little something afterwards. So, yeah.
Right.
I like that one a lot. That one, just kind of like very floaty. I like that. Oh, I dropped a paper. Yeah, that one, I don't know. I just feel like it's got a lot, really solid, just flow to it the entire time, and it's really kind of, I don't know. But it is kind of long. It's clocks in at 6 minutes 51 seconds. That is a doozy. But anywho, I think I want to do our little intermission a little early this night. So once again, this is Elliot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think it's time for a PSA. Let's hit it. Still kind of looking for one. This one seems kind of interesting. All right. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow at your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Radio, Tufts Community Radio. Lovely. Love a good PSA, you know. Keep ourselves knowledgeable and educated on things. You know, that's important. What else? All right. Next up, we got a little jazz. Poera Cosmica by Bad Bad Not Good and Tim Bernards. I don't know. I like Bad Bad Not Good. They release nice jazz music, and I feel like I don't play a lot of jazz. So this one just came out like this past week, and it's pretty good. So now I'm gonna play it for you. And also after that, To the Moon by Juno Dream. Another banger. So enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was, wait, hold on. Sorry about that. That was Poera Cosmica. Once again, but Bad Bad Not Good. It was good, man, right? I liked it. And then To the Moon by Juno Dream. It was great. I like those songs a lot. Juno Dream, I want to get more into because his sound is really, like, dang, this is hard, man. All I want to say is it's chill. It's a chill vibe. I have to challenge myself. It's more than a chill vibe. It's elegant. It's critically acclaimed. I don't know. But yeah, they're good songs, and I don't know, that kind of sound and those kind of flows and speeds of songs that are just kind of, you know, all wavy, are just kind of perfect for this time, in my opinion. It's like all I really want to listen to. But on that note, we're going to play a song that's not really like that, a little more upbeat, a song about Chicago, called Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. Playing this one because, I don't know, I really like The Bear, and it was in The Bear, and I was thinking about The Bear this week. I forget why, but I think somebody brought it up, and it's a great song. And then, I'll let that play and then talk again after that. Here we go.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place in my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind, in my mind. You came to for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things grow, all things grow.
Wasn't that something? My friend just told me he doesn't think that's about Chicago at all, but I think he just doesn't know how to really think critically, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that was Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. Yeah. Next up, we have Anxious to Please by Eric Slick. And it's off his EP where he, played three of his songs that he already made, but featuring a new artist and also the acoustic version. And they're all good, and this is the final one that I need to add. And then after that, Moment by Pine Grove. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Wow. Pine Grove is incredible. They're really good. They're like really good. I don't know. I really want to see them live someday, hopefully. I think I can make that happen. But yeah, that was Anxious to Please by Eric Slick. Honestly, yeah, I think that EP that he released is just really good. I mean, I listened to the songs, the original versions, and they're just like a little like too techie for me, but these like acoustic versions are so good. And honestly, that's my least favorite out of the three, but it's still like really good. My favorite one is obviously the Madison Cunningham one, because she's just like insane. And then yeah, Moment from their Amperland New York album by Pine Grove. Yeah, they're so jolly. But next up, we have The Air That I Breathe by The Hollies. And the only reason I even know what this song is because of that movie, that Hugh Grant movie that just came out, called Heretic, about like religion or something. But apparently he like brings it up in the movie, and he's talking about a lawsuit that the Hollies made on Radiohead, because their song Creep like sounds too much like this song or something. I don't know if, all I know is, like, I got this information from the movie, so it could be a total lie. I should probably have done that research, but I'm not great on this. So take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt, but I don't know. See if it maybe sounds similar to Creep. If it does, you know, we'll be like, whoa. But yeah, I like it. I also heard it this week, and it's good. I like it.
Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe.
So, you know what? I do hear the creep similarity. I definitely don't think that claim is baseless. But there's also a lot of difference. So I don't really know how valid the argument is there. But yeah, that was The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies. A good one. I liked it. And I think that brings us to, I think, our last song. But before we play that, let me just say thank you all for listening. Once again, I'm Elliot, and I guess this is Elliot, and you're listening to Elliot and Elliot. Yeah. You know, it's been a pretty... No, I've had a pretty good week, and I hope you guys have also. You know, Thanksgiving coming up, that's pretty exciting. I know I'm going home, really excited about that. But yeah, hope you're all doing well out there. The last song I have for you tonight is Milk by Sweet Trip, which is a very special song to me. I've listened to this song for a few years now, and it makes me think of my sister. I don't know if she's still listening, but I know she was earlier, so if you are, hi Maddie. And yeah, I just really like this song. It's really pretty and soothing, and yeah, so enjoy and good night.